Hello there, faithful listener. You've tuned in to Season 7 of the Bible Explained podcast. So make sure to grab your cup of coffee, because today we are going to be discussing the book of 1 Samuel. Hi, faithful listeners, and welcome to today's episode, where we're going to be in 1 Samuel 29 and reading the entire chapter. And I'm really excited to talk about this chapter because it's kind of strange in that it's really against the nature of David that we have seen so far. So I'm going to talk about three different reasons why David might want to join the Philistine army here to go attack the Israelites. Oh, but before we begin, I do have an announcement. I am going to be putting a new YouTube video up. This one is talking about the verse that says God is not the author of confusion. So does that mean that if we don't understand the Bible and we are confused about what we are reading, does that mean that the Bible is contradicting itself? So that video will be up on YouTube very soon, as soon as I can finish editing it. So make sure to subscribe to the P40 Ministries YouTube channel so that you don't miss it. So let's read the entire thing of 1 Samuel 29. Make sure to grab your delicious cup of coffee or your cup of tea, and let's enjoy reading God's word together. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites encamped by the spring, which is in Jezreel. The lords of the Philistines passed by on hundreds and thousands, and David and his men passed on in the rear with Achish. Then the princes of the Philistines said, "What about these Hebrews?" Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, "Isn't this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, who has been with me these days, or rather these years? I have found no fault in him since he fell away until today." But the princes of the Philistines were angry with him. And the princes of the Philistines said to him, "Make the man return, that he may go back to his place where you have appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For with what should this fellow reconcile himself to his lord? Should it not be with the heads of these men? Isn't this David, of whom the people sang to one another in dances, saying, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s?' Then Achish called David and said to him, "As Yahweh lives, you have been upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the army is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming to me to this day. Nevertheless, the lords don't favor you. Therefore now return and go in peace, that you not displease the Lord of the Philistines." David said to Achish, "What have you found in your servant so long as I have been before you to this day, that I may not go out and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" Achish answered David, "I know that you are good in my sight, as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Therefore now rise up early in the morning with the servants of your lord who have come with you, and as soon as you are up early in the morning and have light, depart." So David rose up early, he and his men, to depart in the morning, to return to the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel. So even though this chapter was really short, there's actually a lot going on here. The first thing that's going on is that Saul is about to die. And we found out about that in the last chapter, where Samuel came to him and gave him a prophecy about how in the next day, in the battle with the Philistines, Saul was going to die. And while all of that was taking place, it looks like David is trying to join the Philistine army. And there are three possible reasons for this that I could find. The first reason is that David has been living with the Philistines for so long that he is becoming a Philistine himself. He's getting very accustomed to the ways of the Philistines. He is starting to think of himself as a Philistine, and he's truly trying to fight against Israel. Maybe because he is sick of Israel, sick of the way the Israelites treated him, sick of the way that King Saul treated him. And so now David is just fully embracing the Philistine lifestyle. That's the first reason that David could be joining the Philistine army. The second reason is that David could be trying to go to battle with the Philistines for this particular battle because he knows that it is a prime time to try to kill King Saul. And we know that David has been going down a very dark path over these past few chapters. He's been killing people. He's been living as a bandit. He's lying to King Achish about what he's doing. He's telling King Achish that he's actually just, you know, slaughtering the Israelites, when in actuality, David never really did slaughter the Israelites. He was only going and slaughtering all of the Israelites' enemies. And so even though David does not want to go and fight against the Israelites, even in this particular battle that he's trying to join with the Philistines, he does want to fight against King Saul because he has resentment and anger towards Saul, and he thinks that this might be the prime time for him to kill him. And maybe David regrets not killing King Saul in the past when he could have. So that's the second reason I could think of. The third reason is actually what the Philistines themselves pick up on here. They say the prince of the Philistines were angry with David, and they said to King Achish, make the man return that he may go back to his place that you've appointed to him, and that he's not going to go down to us or with us to battle, lest in the battle he become an adversary to us. For what if he reconciles with his old lord, is what they say. So that could be the third reason why David wanted to join this battle with the Philistines, is because he's been planning this a long time and he was going to turn on the Philistines the second he reached Israelite territory, and he was going to fight with the Israelites against the Philistines. So those are three possible things I think could be going on here. And honestly, we can't really tell how David was feeling here and why he decided to go with the Philistines to try to fight against the Israelites. Because as we know, David has not really been communicating with God too much. He's been not writing any psalms during this time of his life. He's kind of just been going down, like I said, this very dark path that sort of leads nowhere, because David has lost faith. He lost faith and he was doing things in his own power without communicating with God or maintaining a relationship with God. But one of the reasons I struggle to believe that David was really going to fight the Israelites is because he hasn't yet. Even though he's been telling King Achish that he is, he has not actually been going to any Israelite territories and killing them. He's only been killing the enemies of Israel, like the tribes that surround Israel. So that's why I personally have a hard time believing that David was joining this battle specifically to hunt down and kill Israelites. However, that being said, emotions can change. And maybe David was feeling so much resentment over getting kicked out of his home, over having to be on the run for 10 plus years with King Saul and not being able to celebrate any of the Jewish holidays or go to the temple or do anything that he used to enjoy doing. Maybe David is feeling so much resentment over that, that he's finally just embraced the Philistine lifestyle. And he's like, you know what? I am a Philistine now. I'm going to be like the Philistines and I'm going to fight with them against Israel that caused me so much trouble over all of these years. However, let's see what the Philistines have to say about this. It says, David and his men were in the rear with Achish, King Achish. And so the princes of the Philistines said, what about these Hebrews? So they come to King Achish, and we know that the Philistines had many lords, and it looks like they had a king, and maybe they had several kings. I don't know exactly how the Philistine government worked. But the Philistine lords came up to King Achish and they're like, what are you doing with these Hebrews? And so King Achish was like, well, this is David. He's the guy that's been serving me for over a year now. And he's been great. Why can't he come with us? Let's bring him with us. He's been helping us. He's been attacking the Israelites, because that's what Achish thought. He's been attacking the Israelites. So let's take him with us. He's been doing a great job. And the Philistines can see right past that. And they're like, no, we don't want Hebrews here. And of course, the Philistines hated the Hebrews. Don't forget about that. But they have a really good insight here. They say, what if these men attack us during the middle of the chaos of battle? Why would we take them? We cannot trust them. And it was actually shockingly true what these Philistine lords are saying. They couldn't trust David because David honestly has been lying this entire time about what he's been doing. He's been telling Achish that he's killing off the Israelites, when in actuality, he's killing off everybody other than Israelites. And the Philistines really could not trust David. And so it is possible that David really was just going to battle specifically so that he could get back to Israel and attack the Philistines once he got there. So Achish calls to David in verse 6, and he says to him, "As Yahweh lives, you have been upright." Now notice that Achish mentions Yahweh's name. So that means that David has been having an amount of influence on Achish. Because even though David is not doing what he's supposed to be doing right now, God can use everything for good. And David has been being an influence on Achish, probably because David was pretty open over the fact that he was a Hebrew and that he worshiped Yahweh. And so Achish was now starting to talk like David. Even though Achish may not have actually believed in Yahweh, it is interesting that he is mentioning Yahweh's name here, because don't forget, the Philistines did not worship Yahweh. They worshiped Dagon. So Achish says, "As Yahweh lives, you have been upright and you're going out and you're coming in with me in the army has been good in my sight." Now, I don't know of any other time that Achish went out to battle with David. It doesn't mention anything, but it could be that Achish just thinks so highly of David with all of the apparent conquests that David has had, that Achish thinks he's been going out to battle with David, or that David is just a great warrior that's been helping the Philistine army, even though he has not actually gone to any battles with the Philistines. He says, "I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming into me to this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's don't favor you. Therefore, now return, go in peace, that you do not displease the lords of the Philistines." So Achish is like, "David, I'm very sorry, but the lords don't want you here, so go home." And don't forget that Achish, because he liked David so much, he actually gave David an entire city for him and his men to live in, along with all of their wives and children, which was called Ziklag. And that is where Achish is telling David to go back to. He's like, "Go back to Ziklag, enjoy your time, take a few days off. We will go to war because the lords of the Philistines do not like you, and I'm sorry about that." And this is the part that is kind of confusing, because David protests. He says, "What have I done? What have you found in your servant so long as I have been before you to this day, that I might not go and fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" Now, this is what makes a lot of people think that maybe David really did start thinking of himself as a Philistine. And even though he has not killed any Israelites up until this point, that doesn't mean that David isn't going to in the future. And so David is protesting. He's like, "What have I done wrong? Why am I going home? Why am I being treated like this again?" Because don't forget that David has been rejected by everybody. He's been rejected by his parents, by his brothers. He's been rejected by King Saul, by the Israelites, and now he's being rejected by the Philistines. And I'm sure that David felt that rejection very hard. And so now, once again, when he's feeling rejected, he's going on the defensive, regardless of what David's reasons were for trying to join the Philistine army. But this should have been a wake-up call to David. If he really was beginning to think of himself as a Philistine, that was wrong of him. And this whole thing should have been a wake-up call, because David was not a Philistine. He was set apart for God. He was a Hebrew. He was an Israelite man who had the Old Testament law. The Philistines did not live by the law. They didn't have Yahweh as their God. And so David shouldn't have gone to the Philistine territory to begin with, because David was not supposed to be serving a king that did not follow the Old Testament laws and that did not believe in Yahweh as his God. But of course, God can use everything for good, even David's sin here. But all of this should have reminded David that he was a Hebrew, that he was set apart for something better than all of this, that he shouldn't be going to war against the Israelites. And you know what? I think one of the reasons why God completely shut the door here on David is because God knew that Saul was going to die. And if David's entire goal was to join the Philistine army, not to kill the Israelites, but to kill King Saul, because David had just had enough. I think God completely shut the door on that. Don't forget David's initial convictions. David believed in his heart, only a few chapters before this, that he should not take King Saul's life. There's a verse in scripture in the book of James that says, "Those who know to do good and do not do it are sinning." So if David knew in his heart that killing King Saul was a sin, even though David had had opportunities in the past to do it, if David had gone out to battle with the Philistines here to kill King Saul, because he had previously believed in his heart that was something wrong to do, David would certainly have been sinning. And I think God, in a way, protected David from that great sin of either killing Israelites or killing King Saul. And you might be like, well, Jen, what about David just going to battle to defect to the other side, to the Israelites, and then start killing Philistines? What's wrong with that? Why would God block David from doing that when God had before blessed David in the middle of battles between him and the Philistines? Why would God block David now? Well, imagine what the Israelites would think if they had seen David with the Philistines at any point in time in the middle of battle. I think David would have lost a lot of respect with the Israelites. And David needed to maintain that respect because he is about to be the king. So I think God blocked David here for many different reasons. And the moral of this story is that God never works on our timetables. He never works in our timing. And even though David, it seems like, is beginning to lose some faith in Yahweh, God was still going to fulfill his promise to David, because the next day Saul was going to die and David soon was going to be the next king of Israel, just as God had promised to David. So what do you guys think? Do you think that David was joining the Philistine army to try to kill Saul, to try to kill the Israelites out of resentment, or because he wanted to defect and try to kill the Philistines? What do you guys think? I would love to hear your thoughts on this particular chapter. So make sure to contact me. You're going to find my contact information listed in the description of this episode. And yes, I do read my emails and I try to get back to all of them as well. All right, faithful listeners, I will see you all tomorrow for an episode out of the Book of Romans, which airs 6 a.m. or whenever you choose to wake up and listen. Happy listening, and God bless.